You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. All right, more now on that executive order that President Trump issued yesterday, restricting the activities of Chinese social media apps, TikTok and WeChat. The order will go into effect in less than 45 days. And as we mentioned, the move dramatically escalates economic tensions with China and even makes it harder for some U.S. companies to do business in China, since WeChat is the dominant form of communication between these two countries. So here with us to discuss what this means for American and Chinese companies is our China correspondent, Jennifer Pak. She joins us from Shanghai. Jennifer, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Molly.
So give us a sense of how important WeChat specifically is as a tool for communication, but also for business.
Well, in my life, it's something I use every day. We call it the Swiss Army Knife app. I can't lay claim to that, but basically it does everything. So I book taxis through it. I split bills with my friends. I communicate with my colleague. I have to send files to people, videos, pictures. Everything is done on WeChat. It's the app of everything. So it's very important. And WeChat has a lot of functions, like if shops want to sell things, or if they want to advertise, when they want to communicate with consumers. Because remember, email is not widely used here. It's seen as really ancient. So for people who want to access the Chinese market, WeChat is it.
Let's broaden out a little bit, because of course, this Trump policy is an escalation that we expect to continue. What kind of chilling effect might this have on Chinese companies who are looking to expand into the United States?
Well, it's already making people not go to the U.S. for now, right? But we have to put this into context, because the U.S. right now went from a very open landscape, level playing field for anyone wanting to come in and invest, to now having some policies targeting Chinese firms. But at the same time, if you look at China, China is opening up, but there's still many, many, many areas that are blocked for U.S. companies. And that's part of the reason why the trade war started. So it's hard to kind of compare what's been happening, but certainly TikTok has been very vocal about it's been very unfair. They have been trying very hard to play by America's rules, but they said that actually this has nothing to do with law. It has nothing to do with the national security concerns and everything to do with just trying to shut TikTok out.
So if this playing field, this very open investment playing field, continues to narrow and Chinese companies don't want to invest or cannot invest in American interests, where might that money go?
It's already going to Southeast Asia. It's going to developing markets. Because remember, a lot of times when people talk about this conflict between the U.S. and China, it's really not about China-U.S. markets. It's really about the next 4 billion customers. It's about developing countries. So we're seeing a lot of the battles with e-commerce, especially Alibaba and Tencent coming face-to-face with Google and Facebook in Southeast Asia, in India, in Africa. So really, the tension is going to be about the competition that American companies will face when they go abroad.
Jennifer Pak is Marketplace's China correspondent. Jennifer, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.